In this bulletin, police charge a man over the rape of former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins inside Parliament House. New South Wales records 291 new local cases of COVID-19 and another fatality. And in the Tokyo Olympics, the United States proves too good for Australia, taking out gold in the beach volleyball finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australian Federal Police have charged a man who's accused of raping former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. The 26-year-old is facing one count of sexual intercourse without consent over the incident in 2019 that sparked a nationwide movement against the sexual assault of women. The man has been ordered to face the ACT Magistrates Court in September. Another 291 new local cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in New South Wales, with authorities warning they expect further increases in case numbers in the coming days. A woman in her 60s from southwestern Sydney has died from the virus after catching it from a health worker at Liverpool Hospital. There are 304 COVID-19 cases in hospital. Of the 50 in intensive care, 44 were not vaccinated and the remainder had only had one shot. Newcastle has recorded another two cases, bringing the total there to 7, while the Hunter region has no new cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people in the Canterbury-Bankstown area to be especially vigilant, as that's where cases are increasing the most.
And I do want to foreshadow that given this high number of cases, we're likely to see this trend continue for the next few days. So I do want everybody to prepare themselves for higher case numbers in the next few days. Just based on the trend in the last few days and where things are going, I'm expecting higher case numbers in the next few days, and I just want everybody to be prepared for that.
Melbourne's Epworth Hospital and a special school in Hoppers Crossing are among the new exposure sites linked to Victoria's latest clusters of COVID-19. Victoria has recorded 6 new local cases on day 1 of its 6th lockdown, including 2 reported yesterday linked to the Hobsons Bay couple. A further case in this cluster has also been reported, as well as 3 more linked to the Maribyrnong Index case. More than 10,000 people are now isolating, including those who shared flights with an infected Sydney man who flew to Launceston and back. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Wymire is urging Victorians to get tested and keep checking for new exposure sites as the list is likely to grow.
I know that all of us as Victorians are fed up, we're tired, we've all had enough of these lockdowns and the restrictions that we're placing on our day-to-day life. But we know that it works. We've seen with the previous outbreaks that we can get to grips with this very quickly if we continue to work together.
Victoria Police say they've arrested 4 key organisers of regular anti-lockdown demonstrations in Melbourne. Police estimate about 400 protesters gathered in central Melbourne last night following the sudden announcement of another COVID-19 lockdown. Police have fined or charged 31 people so far, including for assault of an officer, releasing flares and breaching public health orders such as not wearing masks. Assistant Police Chief Commissioner Luke Cornelius says it was a volatile crowd and many of those who were there are repeat offenders.
Police are, together with a vast majority of Victorians who are doing the right thing, outraged by this small minority of people, and in particular, if you like, the serial protesters who are driving this protest movement, who continue to engage in deliberate breaches of the trade directions.
To sport now, the United States women's beach volleyball team has proven too good for Australia, taking out gold in the Tokyo Olympic finals. Australians Mariafe Atacho de Sola and Taliqua Clancy will come home with a silver medal after they were defeated in 2 sets by their American opponents, April Ross and Alex Kleinman. The final scores were 21-15, 21-16. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or 2, 20 degrees. Adelaide and Melbourne, a light shower, 15. Hobart, showers, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, sunny and 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, more humid and sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.